And thank you very much, Pete, as I give you my last bottom-of-the-hour update, because by the time I do this report, about the top of the hour, the canoes will be coming through in Roscommons, in Oscoda. So Larry will be there giving you the call of the first two teams, and we assume it's going to be between canoe number 01, Matt Reimer and Andy Trebolt, and canoe number 16, Jeff Polka and Serge Corbin. They were neck and neck at Whirlpool, as Larry reported just a few minutes ago, and we haven't heard otherwise. So those are the first two canoes past Whirlpool, neck and neck, and it's going to be a tough race again this year. I want to remind you that this report is being brought to you by Thomas Motors, and Hope Mike has provided our vehicle at wonderful Dodge Durango, also an AJB Forest product, Chemical Bank, and Weyerhaeuser, who not only is one of our sponsors, but of course the sponsor of the Weyerhaeuser Ossabo River Canoe Marathon. All right, through Fifth Dam, we have these canoes, canoe number 01, Matt Reimer and Andy Trubold. Canoe number 01, they were in first place. Canoe number 16, Jeff Kolka and Serge Corbin, and canoe number 16. Canoe number 02 in third place. Canoe number 02, Jim Harwood and Alan Lindberg. Canoe number 02. Canoe number 14, Rick Joy, Bill Taranjo. Canoe number 14. In fifth place, canoe number 03, Ted Kolka and Mo Harwood. Canoe number 03. In sixth place, canoe number 82, Clark Kent, Tim Velko. Canoe number 82. Canoe number 21 in eighth place, Jan Cote and Guy Rousseau at canoe number 21. They were in eighth place. And in ninth place, canoe number 86, Steve Watson and John Sullivan, the Gannon Broadcasting sponsored the canoe. Canoe number 86. Canoe number 07, Nick Bauer and Brad Bauer from Washington State in canoe number 07. Tenth place, canoe number 13, Jason Hall and Josh Taylor, canoe number 13. Canoe number 22, Colin Hunter and Ted Smutek in canoe number 2. And canoe number 62, Ray Trudgeon and Tom Trudgeon in canoe number 62. All right, through Cook Dam, we have canoe number 18, Bruce Burns and Russ Reeker in canoe number 18. That's 1-8. 15th position, canoe number 08, Pete Mead and Brad Gross in canoe number 08. In the 16th position, canoe number 37, the mixed team of Kate Ellis and Todd Ellison. They've been running there about all night long, doing a great job. That's their second marathon each. And canoe number 37. Canoe number 40, Fred Mills from Roscommon and Joe Seifert from Grayling. They've both been in nine marathons before this. Canoe number 40. Canoe number 06, Don Brooks from Beaverton. Mitch McMillan from Clare. This is Don's eighth marathon and Mitch's first. And canoe number 06. Canoe number 58, John Webb from Hubbard Lake and Todd Vandeven from Grayling. And canoe number 58. 20th position, canoe number 63, Sean Casey from Grayling and Matt Miersner from South Bend in canoe number 63. Canoe number 36, Michael Grun from Washington, Michigan, and Bill Dubois from Jackson, Michigan, in canoe number 36. Canoe number 98, another mixed team, Joe Shaw and Kareen Pellerine in canoe number 98. And 22nd position, canoe number 09, Al Whiting Sr. at age 80 from Mile, and Robert Bradford, age 62 from Lapeer. They're in canoe number 09 and moving up. Canoe number 83, Ray Bauer from Cincinnati along with Tim Ackermeyer from Cincinnati in canoe number 83. Canoe number 24, Nick Walton and Bob Mitchell. This is their first marathon ever. They're doing well in canoe number 24 and 24th position. Canoe number 25, in 25th position, canoe number 42, John Thompson from Lewiston and Brian Royce from Roscommon. Canoe number 42 in 25th position. Canoe number 45, Chris Scully from Lincoln and Rodney Matthews from Oscoda. And canoe number 45. Canoe number 10, the female team, Connie Cannon and Amy Solak. And canoe number 10. In 30th position, canoe number 85, another big team, Gloria Wesley and Gary Apria. And canoe number 85, they're in 30th position. Canoe number 69. Joe Lucy from Roscommon and Bob Stockton from Higgins Lake, canoe number 69. Canoe number 26, Jeff Berlocker from Roscommon and Craig Jacobs from Roscommon as well. And canoe number 26, this is Jeff's second marathon and Craig's fourth in canoe number 26. Canoe number 54, another mixed team, Nate Winkler and Lynn Whitty. Lynn Whitty, of course, the president of the Michigan Canoe Racing Association. And she's well known for taking a new partner every year and helping him down the river, helping to break them into the marathon, and she's doing a great job again this year. in canoe number 54, canoe number 88, another mixed team, Bill Brundage and Barb Bradley in canoe number 88. This is Bill's first marathon. This is Barb's fourth. She's from Wausau, Wisconsin. Bill's from Traverse City, Michigan. Canoe number 71 from Minnesota, Alan and Jeff Dubois. Alan's from Cottage Grove, Jeff's from North Oaks. And canoe number 71. Canoe number 60, Ted Matthews from East Tawas and Joey Kinsel from Oscoda. Canoe number 60. And in canoe number 23, Ashley Marsh from Mile and Brad Steves from Lewiston. And canoe number 23. All right, through five channels. Canoe number 17, Jim Bauer from Spokane, Washington, and Allison Scott from Spokane as well. This is Allison's first marathon, Jim's second, in canoe number 17. Canoe number 64, Fred Raymond from Ely, Minnesota, and Dave Timmerman from Dubuque, Iowa, canoe number 64. Canoe number 44, Dwight Walker from Hastings, and Ed Lazar from Grosse Pointe Farms, in canoe number 44. Canoe number 73, Greg Nelson from Marquette, Al Duckworth from Kalamazoo, canoe number 73. In 40th position, canoe number 12, Chad Brandt from Hale and Chris McKenzie from Gaylord, in canoe number 12. Canoe number 48, Gabe Williams from Roscommon and Mark Church from Roscommon as well. It's their second marathon each in canoe number 48. Canoe number 94, Rajan Rouard, who is the executive director of the Plastique in Schwenningen, Quebec, third leg of the Triple Crown. He and Frank Smuchak are in canoe number 94. Canoe number 47, a mixed team of Stephanie Larson and Justin Fale in canoe number 47. Canoe number 61, Chuck and Chris Hewitt from Bay City, father-son team, and canoe number 61. In 45th place, canoe number 43, Jim Laurent from Frederick and Mike Hartman from Roscommon. Canoe number 43 in 45th position. Canoe number 97, Brett Sundstrom. Brett Sundstrom from Minnesota and Dave Dahl from Minnesota as well. This is Brett's first marathon. I hope by next year I'll be able to pronounce his name. And Dave Dahl's second marathon. And they're in canoe number 97. And the last canoe, number 72, Garth Greenan and Grant Kelly in canoe number 72. All right, we've had these drops thus far this evening, which is very few compared to some years. Canoe number 87, the Holstead brothers, Rodney and Ryan. Ryan was sick. He was taken to the hospital. They suspect he had a low level of electrolytes after not being able to eat most of the night. That's canoe number 87. They dropped at Loud Dam. Also dropping at Mayo, canoe number 95, Rick Gillings and Bendy Bennett, both from Prescott. They dropped due to exhaustion. At Camp 10, disqualified, didn't make the cut. Amateur team number 136, Mark Norman and Troy Winters, canoe number 136A. Canoe number 70, PC Randolph and Doug Petty. They dropped due to illness at McMaster's, and the first team out, not making the time limit, canoe number 117A, out at Stefan Bridge, Frank Tabor, and Frank Bailey. Well, Larry will bring you the, what we figure will be the finish at the top of the hour, so make sure you keep it right here. And Larry's finishing reports that the finish of the race will be on the internet on the same website page as these bottom of the hour updates, so make sure you look for that coming up about 12:10 or so. So all that on your way right here on Y100 WGRY.